SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is threatening military action against Iran if the government violently kills peaceful protesters. Demonstrators are protesting economic conditions there, and the president says the U.S. will come to their rescue if they are attacked. In response, a member of the Iran Supreme National Security Council says any U.S. intervention would lead to chaos and the destruction of the U.S. interests in the region. Federal authorities have foiled a terrorist attack on a grocery store in Charlotte, North Carolina.
U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson described it. Arrested was 18-year-old Christian Sturdivant, who he says had been reading ISIS material and made TikTok videos.
And eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS. In reality, was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York.
Ferguson says Sturdivant talked about his plans.
About what means he would use to kill innocent people. He said he was going to wear a Kevlar vest and attack people with knives and hammers.
He was arrested Wednesday. Sturdivant is being held after an initial court appearance. I'm Ed Donahue.
It's believed a mountain lion is responsible for the death of a female hiker in Colorado.
Wildlife officers later in the day killed two mountain lions in the area. The attack on the woman happened south of the small community of Glen Haven. Shortly before noon, two hikers encountered a mountain lion near the woman's body along a remote section of a mountain trail in a national forest. They told authorities they shooed the animal away with rocks so they could help the woman, but she had no pulse. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says they're still searching for other mountain lions in the area. I'm Donna Water.
The measles outbreak in South Carolina continues to grow. Health officials report another 9 cases for a total of 185. Of those infected, 172 were unvaccinated. This is SRN News. The Grahams will be doing some traveling here in 2026.
Franklin Graham is scheduled to hold a big gospel festival in Cambodia later this month. He will also preach the word in Argentina in February, in Peru in March, in Spain in May, and will visit the United Kingdom in October. His son, Will Graham, is scheduled to host a gospel festival in Japan in May and another one in South Korea the same month. Both men may add further international trips to their schedule over the course of the year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The commission organizing America's 250th birthday celebration wants to turn it into the country's single biggest year for volunteering. But America Gives, the program that was unveiled last month, will have to revitalize a culture of service that has recently waned. Just 28% of Americans say they volunteered time to a religious or secular charitable organization in 2025, according to a recent poll. This is SRN News. Here's the Friday Wall Street Business Report.
Tesla car sales fell for a second year in a row, putting the company in second place behind a Chinese competitor.
Tesla says it delivered 1.64 million vehicles in 2025. Chinese rival BYD sold 2.26 million vehicles last year.
We're talking 300,000 to 400,000 below where you would have hoped Tesla would have been if you go back, call it 18, 24 months.
Market analyst Dan Ives was asked if Tesla's slump has any connection to Elon Musk's involvement in the Department of Government Efficiency.
That definitely had a negative impact, especially the first half of the year.
Is Ives worried about Tesla?
We're so bullish on Tesla because of the autonomous and robotics.
Musk's focus at Tesla has pivoted to robo-taxis and robots. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks were mixed on Wall Street, the Dow up 319 points, the Nasdaq down by 6. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More at srnnews.com.